Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, in this episode, we're going to start out talking about the upcoming Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Communities throughout the Triangle and, of course, across North Carolina and the nation will host any number of celebrations to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2017. Towns and cities will host events Monday, January 17th, and many others have planned events for the weekend leading up to the national holiday. Check local websites for events near you. Okay, entertainment-wise, PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. Coming up Saturday, January 7th, it is Cinch's World's Toughest Rodeo. Fans of all ages enjoy edge-of-your-seat action 8 seconds at a time at Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Tickets range from $18 to $75 plus fees. Sunday, January 22nd, Winter Jam 2017. Performers include Crowder, Britt Nicole, 10th Avenue, New York, Sadie Robertson, Andy Mineo, Colton Dixon, Thousand Foot Crutch, New Song, and Tony Nolan. Friday, January 27th, it is the comedy Get Down, featuring Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy. Tickets range from $46.75 to $86.75 plus fees. Saturday and Sunday, January 28 and 29, Monster Jam. It's the most action-packed live event on four wheels, where world-class drivers compete in front of capacity crowds in both monster truck racing and freestyle competitions. Shows at 1 and 7 on Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Thursday, February 9th through Sunday, February 12th, Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey's Greatest Show on Earth. It presents Out of This World. Friday, March 10th, Casting Crowns, The Very Next Thing Tour. Casting Crowns began in, serves in, and continues to be rooted in the local church. It is at the local level that they are walking along with people in ministry and where the inspiration for albums are formed. Tickets, $25 and $45 plus fees, but those prices go up $5 a ticket the day of the show. Concert starts at 7 p.m. Again, that is Friday, March 10th. Sunday, March 19th, Stevie Nicks and the Pretenders. Saturday, March 25th, the original Harlem Globetrotters. If you're up for a little road trip, you can catch Guns N' Roses at Wake Forest University in almost 8 months. The concert will be held August 11th at BB&T Field. Tickets could run you as much as $250 or more. Ticketmaster suggests that tickets will have a starting price of $35. The Chinese Lantern Festival is just about at the end of its run. That's at Booth Amphitheater in Cary. The 7-week event runs through January 15th. Tickets are $10 for ages 3 to 17, $15 for adults, kids 2 and under are free. All right, Pinecone's Down Home Concert Series is about to get underway. Friday, January 6th, it is Sierra Hall. Thursday, February 9th, the Kruger Brothers with Contras Quartet. That's at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, February 24th, Dom Flemons, Kaia Cater, and Jaron Blind Boy Paxton. Fletcher Opera Theater. These three exceptional artists share the stage for one night only. They'll spotlight the African roots of the banjo and the impact that the instrument continues to have in old-time blues, bluegrass, and other music traditions. By the way, Flemons is a founding member of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops. And then on Friday, March 31st, Billy Strings, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, April 7th, Mountain Faith, Fletcher Opera Theater. And then on Friday, April 21st, Sarah Giraz, Fletcher Opera Theater. At the Clayton Center, contact the box office there at 919-553-1737 or online at theclaytoncenter.com. All shows start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Coming up on January 20th, that's a Friday night, the Black Pack. All laughs matter. These veteran comedians, Vince Morris, BT, and Billy D. Washington, take a good-natured, often brutally honest look at the national political spectrum and celebrate our differences one joke at a time. Saturday, February 11th, Susan Werner, known for her engaging and energetic live shows. Tuesday, February 14th, of course, Valentine's Day, Love Under New Management, stars Mickey Howard and Howard Hewitt. Saturday, March 25th, Lawn and Disorder. And then Saturday, April 22nd, at the Clayton Center, Rock Legends, part rock concert, part rock tribute, all rock and roll. Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events start at 7:30. The phone number there, 919-567-4000. January 12 and 13 and 19 through the 21st. Let's try that again. January 12th and 13th and then the 19th through the 21st. Stageworks Theater of Holly Springs presents Always a Bridesmaid. In this hilarious comedy romp, four friends have sworn to keep the promise they made on the night of their senior prom to be in each other's weddings, no matter what. More than 30 years later, the Southern Friends for Life are still making the long walk for each other, determined to honor that vow. The shows include a 3 p.m. performance on the 21st. Saturday, January 14th, The Alley Cats. Tight harmonies, universal humor, and unbelievable a cappella energy make up The Alley Cats. Friday, January 27th, Clean Comedy Series presents Henry Cho. Henry says, I'm an Asian with a Southern accent. Shows at 7 and 9 p.m. Saturday, February 11th, Colin Ray. Colin Ray shot to fame with Love Me in 1991. Saturday, February 18th, at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, it's Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. And Friday, March 10th, Clean Comedy Series presents The Black Pack. That's at 7 p.m. Friday, March 17th, Clean Comedy Series presents Joshua Kane. It has been suggested that if you dropped Orson Welles, Artemis Gordon, and the Count of Monte Cristo into a blender, the inevitable result would be Joshua Kane. That stand-up comedy performance starts at 7 p.m. All right, Carrie's Marvelous Music Main Stage Series takes place at the historic Carrie Art Center. All shows start at 7:30. Friday, January 27th, it's Robin Spielberg, one of America's most beloved pianists and composers, Spielberg made her Carnegie Hall debut before a sold-out crowd, appeared on PBS, played for CBS Saturday Morning, and was a featured speaker at TEDx. Friday, February 17th, Ken Levine. Singer Ken Levine has charmed his way into the hearts of concert growers across North America with his exciting blend of classical tenor sound and modern style. Saturday, March 4th, Pump Boys and Dinettes. The Pump Boys sell high octane on Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna, North Carolina. The Dinettes, Prudy and Retta Cup, run the Double Cup Diner next door. Together, they fashion an evening of country western songs that receive unanimous raves on and off Broadway. With heartbreak and hilarity, they perform highly entertaining toe-tappers on guitars, piano, bass, and, yes, even kitchen utensils. And then on Friday, April 21st, for Carrie's Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, Balsam Range. Of course, that group from Haywood County, North Carolina. Carrie's Marvelous Music Family Series is at the Carrie Arts Center. Saturday, January 28, Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Magic in Motion. Saturday, February 18, Children's Theater of Charlotte presents Comedia Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, 3 o'clock. Saturday, May 20, Paperhand Puppet Intervention. Show starts at 3 o'clock. Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road in Garner. Phone number there, 919-661-4602. Saturday, January 14th, Broadway Voices. It's Brett Barrett. Barrett is no stranger to the stages of Broadway, the West End, concert halls, recording studios, and television. The concert starts at 9:30. Friday, January 20th, at the Garner Performing Arts Center, James Gregory, often called the funniest man in America, performance at 7:30. January 27th and 28th, and then again February 3rd and 4th, Neil Simon's The Sunshine Boys, presented by the Town Players of Garner. Saturday, February 11th, Teacup Gin Dinner Show. Friday, March 17th, What's Going On, the Marvin Gaye Experience. And Saturday, April 8th, Broadway Voices back with Hugh Panero. Carolina Music Festival's coming up. January 6th and 7th, it's Elvis Fest in Chapel Hill. The festival site is Cat's Cradle. January 13th through the 15th, Big Band and Swing Dance Weekend in Asheville at the Omni Grove Park Inn. February 2nd through the 4th, it is the North Carolina Jazz Festival in Wilmington. The festival is in its 37th year in 2017. The site is the Hilton Wilmington Riverside. February 3rd and 4th, Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention. That's in Boone. February 3rd through the 5th, Classic Rock and Roll Weekend. This is in Asheville at the Grove Park Inn. February 10th and 11th, Neuse River Music Fest. That's in Kinston. And the festival site is Lenore Community College. February 15th through the 18th, the Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill. It's now in its 40th year in 2017. And finally, on the music festivals list, February 17th through the 19th, the Bluegrass First Class. This is in Asheville at the Crown Plaza Resort. Taking a look at the upcoming performances at Raleigh Little Theater, the box office number, by the way, is 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. January 13th through the 29th, it's The Whipping Man. This play is for mature audiences. February 10th through the 26th, One Man, Two Governors. March 17th through April 2nd, When She Had Wings. A young girl dreams about taking flight in the makeshift airplane that she has built in her backyard. After a huge storm, she finds an elderly woman who looks and sounds like a bird, but who just might be Amelia Earhart. The mysterious lady has taken up residence in the cockpit. Using live sound and puppetry, this play reminds us that with a little imagination, anything is possible. April 21st through the 30th, James and the Giant Peach. When James is sent by his conniving aunts to chop down their old fruit tree, he discovers a magic potion which results in a tremendous peach. The peach launches James on a journey of enormous proportions. He finds himself among human-sized insects with equally oversized personalities, and he embarks on a dangerous voyage. Thanks to James's quick wit and creative thinking, the residents learn to live and work together as a family. Then, May 5th through the 21st, it's A Piece of My Heart. June 2nd through the 18th, Avenue Q. All performances are wheelchair accessible at Raleigh Little Theater. An audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assistive listening. Trained service dogs are welcome. Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number there, 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Sunday, January 15th, A Chest of Hidden Treasures, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Concert starts at 3. Tuesday, January 17th, Murray and Peter present Season 8, The Queens. Friday, January 20th, Sarah Silverman. Saturday, January 21st, I Matter Mega Adventure. Tuesday, January 24th, Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. Thursday, January 26th, an evening with Pat Metheny featuring Antonio Sanchez, Linda O, and Gwilym Simcock, recently inducted into the Downbeat Hall of Fame as its youngest member and only the fourth guitarist. Metheny will present a range of music from throughout his career. Metheny is a 20-time Grammy winner. Tickets for this show start at $47. Again, that's Thursday, January 26th, with Pat Metheny. Friday, January 27th, Second City. Tickets start at $25.65 plus fees. Saturday, January 28th, 10th Annual Wiser Acapella Jam. Wednesday, February 1st, it is February 1, performances at 9:50 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. Saturday, February 4th, International Championship of Collegiate Acapella. The show starts at 7 p.m. Tuesday, February 7th, Al Di Meola, Elegant Gypsy 40th Anniversary Tour. Al Di Meola's ongoing fascination with complex rhythmic syncopation combined with provocative lyrical melodies and sophisticated harmony has been at the heart of his music throughout a celebrated career that has spanned four decades and earned him critical accolades, three gold albums, and more than 6 million in record sales worldwide. Tickets start at $34.50. Monday, February 13th, it is the Wood Brothers with T Sisters. This is a rescheduled concert from October 12th. Thursday, February 16th, Keller Williams and Leo Kottke. Shut the folks up and listen. Friday, February 17th, Marc Maron, the Two Real Tour. For over 20 years, Marc Maron has been writing and performing raw, honest, and thought-provoking comedy for print, stage, radio, online, and television. Tickets start at 34 and a quarter. Sunday, February 19th, A Journey Along the Rhone, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle at 3 p.m. Thursday, February 23rd, it's Tony Emmanuel, It's Never Too Late Tour. Monday, February 27th, Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad, presented by the Arts Discovery Educational Series. This stirring drama with music is a classic tribute to the great American who freed herself and hundreds of her people from the bonds of slavery. As Harriet and her friend Sarah Bradford narrate her adventurous life, we share joys, sorrows, and challenges faced by this brave woman who changed the world through her courage. Shows are at 9:50 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. All righty. Audio Describe performances coming up Saturday, January 7th, An American in Paris, Deepak. His show performance is at 8 p.m. Saturday, January 21st, Always Patsy Cline. Show is at 2. Sunday, January 22nd, Heisenberg, Burning Coal Theater at Raleigh's Murphy School Auditorium. The play starts at 2. Sunday, January 22nd, The Whipping Man, Raleigh Little Theater. Performance starts at 3, and this show is for adults. Saturday, January 28th, The Little Mermaid, Cape Fear Regional Theater, Fayetteville. Show starts at 2 p.m. Tuesday, January 31st, Intimate Apparel, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. The themes in this play will best be appreciated by patrons 14 and older. The play starts at 7:30. Saturday, February 4th, Hedwig and the Angry Inch at Deepak. This genre-bending, fourth-wall-smashing musical sensation with a pulsing score and electrifying performances, tells the story of one of the most unique characters to ever hit the stage. It's about finding your other half. It's the story of the origin of love. Performance at 8 o'clock. Also on the Audio Described list, Saturday, February 18th, Saturday Night Fever, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Disco, I think, is the best word to describe Saturday Night Fever. Performance starts at 2. Sunday, February 19th, One Man, Two Governors, Raleigh Little Theater. Curtain goes up at 3 p.m. Saturday, February 25th, Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. This is at Deepak. Play starts at 8. And Sunday, February 26th, Zuccotti Park, a musical about the human side of economics, Justice Theater Project, Tally Student Union, Stewart Theater, NC State University, and the performance starts at 2 p.m. Believe it or not, Durham's Art of Cool Festival is not all that far off. It's set for April 28th through the 30th. Festival organizers just announced that Common is joining the 2017 event. The award-winning rapper, actor, producer, and poet will play Durham Performing Arts Center on April 29th. The Art of Cool Festival previously announced that the godfather of funk, George Clinton, and the Parliament Funkadelic would play the fourth annual festival. The three-day festival features more than 50 artists and bands performing a mix of jazz, alternative soul, and hip-hop. Tickets to see Common at Deepak are separate from the Art of Cool VIP and two-day club passes. A two-day general admission ticket, which is $115, allows guests access to all club shows. The all-access VIP ticket, priced at $265, includes reserve seating at the headliner performance from George Clinton on Saturday, April 29th, and access to a VIP Sunday brunch featuring a special performance by the Hamiltones. VIP tickets also get you into all club shows, but allow you to avoid waiting in line. VIP ticket holders will have access to purchase exclusive premium seats to see Common's show. There you go, Durham's Art of Cool Festival coming up April 28th through the 30th. Durham Energy Center for the Performing Arts, as mentioned earlier, Friday, January 6th, is Sierra Hall, presented by Pinecone. The concert starts at 8. Friday and Saturday, January 6 and 7, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Monday, January 16th, Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration, 2 events, one at noon, the second at 5:30. January 20th through the 29th, Always Patsy Cline, presented by North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, a Star Trek Spectacular, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, January 21st, Elvis Lives. Friday and Saturday, January 27 and 28, Mozart's Birthday. Sunday, January 29th, Brahms, Ein Deutsches Requiem, North Carolina Master Chorale, Maymandy Concert Hall at 3 p.m. February 2nd through the 19th, Little Mermaid, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. And then Friday, February 3rd, New Soul Revival Tour, Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Next up from the Duke Energy Center, Friday, February 3rd as well, all Mozart Friday favorites with the North Carolina Symphony. This is Maymandy Concert Hall at 12 noon. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.